When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Leroy,
yes.
What were you pestering me about during the break, dude?
During the break, we got a call from Secaucus.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And they threw a flag.
Okay. A flag.
So we're going to have to call it. Going to have to call it on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Go ahead, Frog Boy.
Let's go ahead and review the footage right now.
Yes, we're going to show the replay.
To us right now. Here's the replay.
Like, you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see who they like. They all go on. Like,
oh, no. You what? What? Wow. That's a good whistle.
No, there was no gathering. And like, I wasn't trying to do my annoying scenario.
Yeah, no, no.
Like, you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see what? Who they like. They all go
wait,
on. Like,
wait, no. So he
I
said,
didn't even hear him say what?
He said what? And you thought he was talking about
I thought you were talking about the show.
That's why you kept going.
I apologize.
But that's because he didn't go, mm-mm. We just gonna let him get away with that.
Yeah, then,
Gaither.
But then, more importantly,
yeah,
Jennifer,
two fouls on the play.
Jennifer
mm-hmm.
just made me aware of a Tyreek Hill tweet.
Yeah,
that you seem to
you were
have,
tagged on it,
huh?
You were tagged on it.
That he said,
if you ever open Twitter,
he tweets every day, Tobin.
He doesn't tweet every day. Actually, though, he actually hasn't been tweeting that much, say, which is kind of what went to my whole point of this.
He's got you right where
that's always his out, though.
Oh,
like, I think he's a friend of the show.
But like that. But do you? But like, do you understand? Like, that's when you play in the playpen that he does. Like, that's always. Oh, it was just trolling. Me. Like, you could always do that.
So you don't think he was serious?
Why were you so pressed yesterday?
I'll tell you, JFig, because he had the worst game of his season. The Dolphins are out of the playoffs. The fan base is pissed, and he's kind of doing a little thing like, maybe I'll leave, which I get it. Trolls troll. But when your fan base is pressed up, like, that goes to my point of, dude, all right, but that's not the time and place I would do this. Not this week. And you guys are saying, trolls are going to troll. I get your point. I really don't want, but my whole thing is, you should have a little bit, this is not the week to do that. You do it in the middle of the off season, fine. But like Leroy,
but
that performance
definition.
They just put up, that's stinker.
I can't disagree with it, but the only thing is when it happened, I laughed and I'm like, still trolling.
The cheetah's gonna, like you said, cheetahs don't change their spots. But
you probably should change your spots for a week or put his spots on hold.
But that's the definition of a troll.
Yes.
They're going to do it right when you're at your lowest. They're
right.
going to get you.
Right.
No.
Which is why this is the definition of insanity too. Because
wait, see, like when you guys, but JFig, when you
time, can, it's not going to
happen. Jimmy trolls, and
but Jimmy's not doing it at the lowest moment. And like Jimmy's going out there. He puts the Suns colors on. First of all, it's two things. One. He's not saying things like, I want to leave. What he's doing there is he's making fun of the reports. Like, he's right. like, this. His agent had a tirade on Twitter the day beforehand. You're going to have fun with that.
Semantics.
You know? And it's also a fake conspiracy theory made up by a Twitter account named Emo Jimmy. Like,
great name.
That's legitimately, like, that's funny. When you are saying, like, time for me to go. And like it's either you could either be a rat and be like, oh, I was just saying time for me to go coach, like literally, because there's no comma there, even though I don't know if like he's the best with punctuation. But everybody's taking what?
No one uses proper punctuation.
On Twitter. Punctuation. That's why nobody thought he legitimately wanted to go coach. That's why everybody thought it saying, it's time for me to go, coach. You know?
Oh, so T&P. It could also be that you're reading it wrong.
Well, it would be that. It's except the way he reacted saying, got y'all. I don't think I did read it wrong. I think he got the reaction he wanted, which is fine.
Which is perfect.
He got his impression numbers up. Wish he would get his receiving numbers up, but good for him. A lot of people read your tweet, dude.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Wait, numbers can I just up. Say, that's great. Here's the greatest thing about this man, my friend.
Your friend.
During the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
He will go scorched earth on a human being rather than say he was wrong. So this whole situation.
I'm not wrong, though.
Wait. This whole
my opinion
situation.
Doesn't change.
This whole situation and the way he handled it mm-hmm. before now. Now he's attacking Tyreek.
Went from 2,000 yards to 2,000 retweets. Congratulations.
See? There you go.
I want you to be clipping this.
No, seriously, though. Oh, no. Oh, great. It's like we got our priorities in line. That's great.
Wait, but can I? Here. I'll say the same thing that, like, you think these guys aren't trying to win? You think they don't want to win? But I would say to you this, that after the game is over,
mm-hmm.
right, move on. Like, what can you do at that point? It's not that you didn't try.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't play your best game, but it's not that you wanted to suck.
Totally fine. But is that, if you tweet something like that, even if you're just joking,
yeah.
like, is the time to tweet that when you should just be moving on? Or should we go in the pool of, maybe it's time for me to go? Like, even if it's a joke, like, is that the time?
Here's the great thing about the internet and social media. Everybody reacted to the words
mm-hmm.
without even having any idea what. Maybe he was responding to something that somebody said or the way people were talking, and he said, you know what, time for me to go, coach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was just saying that just to troll the people that say he's lost a step or maybe. Whatever. Right? You have no idea. But for people to react and then tell me what he meant is even more laughable.
I don't care.
That's
really
the true act of a troll right there.
Great.
He's got you talking about something he didn't even mean.
Great. Good for him.
So what if he was
I'm
just
happy
saying,
for him. I'm happy
what,
he got his
what if he was saying everybody was trashing him, everybody was saying all this stuff, and he goes, time for me to go, coach. As in, may you guys think I'm not good enough anymore, I might as well just go coach.
Then buck up, dude, being a pouty pants about it? You're supposed to be the cheetah. Oh, you're soaking in your wars all of a sudden. You're supposed to be the cheetah.
What the
fastest
hell?
Man alive, number one player in the NFL. Oh,
wait.
What is it, dude?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Get over it already. You're supposed
kinda
to be
like
out there.
You did.
Hey, you guys are the one who brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up again.
It's always
TMP. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
What are you doing over there? I don't like that he's touching buttons over there.
There's someone in the room.
Oh, no. There's
I'm not just randomly just touching buttons and stuff. I'm attempting to contact Cheetah to see if he's still listening and could potentially call in to refute your statements against him.
What are my statements against him?
You think...
More worried about impressions than yards?
You think that just because he put out a little tweety tweet that is normal, Tyreek? Normally, you'd be like, oh, this is so funny, Tyreek. I love him.
Yes.
It wasn't funny.
Now it's time and place.
Yeah. 25 years of no winning playoff games. You should know when to make your jokey jokes.
Well, I guess we know what time we're starting meetings next year.
Yeah, right? I guess we do.
It should be pretty good. Can't wait.
I guess we do.
Yeah, I kind of do wish he did have a better season before he's out here. I mean, from the beginning, remember the whole arrest situation? I know that wasn't his fault necessarily, but it's kind of like it's been a lot of off the field, not a lot of on the field.
Yeah, and I'm not even like I don't think Cheetah's washed. I'm not one of these people who thinks that he's lost a step. Obviously, I know that he's playing hurt, but I think as a leader, a star of the team, your fan base is a little on edge right now. I wouldn't tweet that. That would just be me. But he's the Cheetah. Sometimes, he's going to do the Cheetah things.
Sometimes you ever had a situation and it's so bad and like you just laugh. And yeah. It's like,
but sometimes it goes over like a fart in church.
As long as nobody knows who did it.
Take a break back after this.